The Call of Islam presents Distortions of Ashura.
Ashura, Popular Distortions and Our Responsibility by Martyr Murtaza Mutahari.
در همون گرما گرم روز عاشورا که میدونیم مجال نماز خوندنم نبود که امام نماز خوف
A worse fabrication is the one mentioned by Haji Nuri. As you know, in the heat of the battle on the day of Ashura, the Imam offered his prayers hurriedly in the form of Salat al-Khawf. The Sharia stipulates certain modifications in the obligatory Salat, the daily ritual prayers when offered in the conditions of war and the danger of the enemy's attack. The Salat thus offered is referred to as Salat al-Khawf. See the Quran, chapter 4, verse 101. And there was no respite even to offer full prayers. In fact, two of the companions of the Imam came to stand in front of him to shield the Imam against the arrows, so that he may offer two rakahs of Salat al-Khawf. The two of them fell from the injuries inflicted under the shower of the arrows. The enemy would not even give the respite for offering prayers. Nevertheless, they have concocted a story that Imam called for a wedding ceremony on this day, declaring, "It is my wish to see one of my daughters wedded to Qasim." Obviously, one cannot take one's wishes to one's grave. By God, see what kind of things they have attributed to a man like Hussein ibn Ali. Things the like of which we sometimes hear from the persons of a very mediocre character, who express a wish to see the wedding of their son or daughter in their lifetime. And this is said to have occurred at a time when there was hardly any respite even for offering prayers. They say that the Hadhrat said, "I want to wed my daughter to my nephew here and now, even if it is just an appearance of a wedding." One of the things that was an inseparable part of our traditional taziyas was the wedding of Qasim, the boy bridegroom. Such an episode is not mentioned in any reliable book of history.
اول کسی که این رو در کتابش نوشته است ملا حسین کاشیفی بوده در یک کتابی به نام روضت الشهدا.
According to Haji Nuri, Mullah Hussein Kashifi was the first man to write this story in a book named Rozat al-Shuhada, and it is totally fictitious. The case here is similar to the one about which the poet says, "Many are the appendages that they have clapped upon it, and you will hardly recognize it when you see it again." Were the Sayyid al-Shuhada to come and observe these things, and of course he does come from the world of the spirit, but where he comes into the world of appearance, he will find that we have carved out for him companions that he never had. For instance, in the book Murak al-Qulub, whose author was incidentally an eminent scholar and jurist, but who had no knowledge of these matters, that one of the companions to appear out of nowhere on the day of Ashura was Hashim Merkal, who came bearing an 18 cubits long spear in his hand. After all, had claimed that Sanan ibn Anas, who according to some reports severed the head of Imam Hussein, had a spear 60 cubits long. He was told that a spear could not be 60 cubits. He replied that God had sent it for him from the heaven. Murak al-Qulub writes that Hashim ibn Utbah Mirkal appeared with a spear 16 cubits long, whereas this Hashim ibn Utbah was a companion of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali and had been killed 20 years earlier. We have attributed several companions to Hussein ibn Ali that he did not have, such as the Zafar Jinni. Similarly, there are some names among the enemies that did not exist.